Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Charlie Kirk assassination has been a lot more than just the assassination of a popular figure, popular but controversial. It has brought us to a point where we're really starting to examine the hate at a time when hate is ramping up. And I wrote a blog the other day, it's still on the Scoot page, it's also still on Scoot on the Air Facebook, that was about how hate sells. In advertising, sex sells, but hate sells too. And it doesn't seem like it takes that much to ignite the hate that there is in people. And I think people are loving and nice, but we are divided. And we so stand by our candidate or our politicians or our side that we are quick to just violently, verbally react to anybody who disagrees with us. And people have so personalized their politics that they take it so personally. This is something new. It didn't used to be like this. For those of you Xers, and especially millennials and Zoomers, it wasn't like this. There was a time when you know, we were passionate about our political views, but it wasn't like this. But it's like this now, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But we can try to change it. And the blog that I wrote that's on our website today, also on the SOTA Facebook page, is titled, Who Can Stop the Hate That Invites Violence in America? And the answer is, you and me. We can stop it. But that means that we have to stand up to those people that we have traditionally supported. And if those people spew or support hate, then we need to stand up against them and denounce them. I respect Britt Hume, senior political analyst for the Fox News Channel, who harshly criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi because she said that anybody who speaks hatefully, anybody who participates in hate speech, the government's coming after you. Hate speech in itself is protected by the First Amendment. I don't like it. You don't like it, but it's protected. And we have to understand that. Pam Bondi is now kind of changed and redefining it, but she didn't know that yesterday. She knows it now. And she's talking about how hate speech that is talking about violent action or inciting violent action, that hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment. But just saying something that you consider hateful. And the other problem that we have is if something is considered negative about a politician that somebody loves, that's not hate speech. It's just a negative comment. And that doesn't qualify as hate speech. So, you know, we don't even have the definition of hate speech down. The governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, is a Republican. In the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's murder, Spencer Cox has said some really profound things that are an attempt to make us recognize the level of hate in this country and how we need to back off of that. And I don't have time to read you all that I want to read you, but he paraphrased Charlie Kirk himself. And Spencer Cox said that Charlie Kirk said, when people stop talking, that's when you get violence. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The only way out of the labyrinth of suffering is to forgive. Welcome without judgment. Love without condition. Forgive without limit. Always forgive your enemies. This is from Charlie Kirk himself. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. A few months ago, also, Charlie posted on social media, when things are moving very fast, people are losing their minds. It's important to stay grounded. Turn off your phones. Read scripture. Spend time with friends. And remember, internet fury is not real life. It's going to be okay. And Charlie Kirk did not stand for the hate that is now started after his death. The people who are standing up and hating because Charlie Kirk is dead are doing exactly the opposite of what Charlie Kirk stood for. And I'm not an expert on Charlie Kirk, but now I've read enough of what he represented to know that the hate that has followed his death is not Charlie Kirk himself. If you're perpetuating hate for all of the left, then you are defying what Charlie Kirk wanted. And that seems to be very ironic. And Spencer Cox has talked about young people inheriting a country where politics feels like rage, but we can choose a different path.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Governor Cox, a Republican, I remind you, has just reached out and denounced this hate. And he says that, you know, whoever you are, you don't have to hate and follow, you know, you don't have to agree with Charlie Kirk, but you can follow some of the things that he believed. And he did not think that it was okay to be hateful. And now that I think back on the times that I've seen Charlie Kirk on Jubilee and other situations, he's slick. He was slick. He was polished. I don't remember him being hateful. But what's interesting is that Steve Bannon is condemning Utah Governor Spencer Cox and saying he should be investigated. Here's why Steve Bannon doesn't like Spencer Cox. Because Steve Bannon is one of those who is pushing and selling hate. That's part of his shtick. And he's looking to push that. And when somebody like a Republican in the form of a governor of Utah comes along and says sensible, calming things, Steve Bannon gets upset. And he riles against it. And Steve Bannon is saying just, you know, nonsensical things about attacking Governor Spencer, because Steve Bannon is about pushing hate. He's about the conflict. And he's not about coming together. And if you're on the right and you still support Steve Bannon, even though he's pushing hate against somebody that's trying to bring us together, then that's a mistake, in my opinion. I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem to support the haters. And Cox himself has talked about conflict entrepreneurs. Those are the people who benefit from people radicalizing us. Those are the people who benefit from pushing the hate. And it's happening. It has happened, and it's continuing to happen. And I think it's sad, and it's time for everybody to stand up against those who are pushing hate. And when there's an attack on hate speech, that riles people up, because you hate to say it, but it's true. Hate speech is protected by the First Amendment, unless it includes the incitement of violence. And so if we as individuals stand up to those who are pushing the hate, like a Steve Bannon, for example, and it's not because Steve Bannon is a conservative, it's because Steve Bannon is benefiting from the hate. That's his deal. And that's how he gets attention on social media. And even though people are getting rich on social media, that's no reason for us to push that agenda. And by supporting it, we are. And we have to be willing, like Brit Hume on Fox News. Brit Hume stood up to those on Fox News who are agreeing with certain aspects of the hate festival that's going on. He stood up to them. He stood up to the Fox News mantra of, you know, support anything that the president says, or support any of this that the right is saying. He stood up to that. The question is, can you and I stand up to that? I think I can. Can you? Can we stand up and not allow the promotion of hate by supporting those who promote hate? Even if they're on our side. Hate is not the answer. And if you get a chance to read more about Spencer Cox, this Republican governor of Utah, I suggest that you do it, because he's not buying into the rhetoric, and he is looking to unite us. He's not selling hate. He's looking to unite us. And somebody like Steve Bannon is condemning him because he doesn't want that. And he especially doesn't want that from a Republican. He wants that from a Democrat so he can get everybody on his side against the Democrats. But this is a Republican who's being criticized for trying to unite us. And uniting us is really the only way. So I hope that we as a country, and we're nothing more than the individuals that make up this country. So as individuals, we do have power. We have to be willing to stand up to the selling of hate. And I'm going to do what I can on this show to do that. And I'm going to be careful not to buy into that myself. And there have been times I've never expressed hate. I've expressed condemnation. I've expressed disagreement. And that should not be perceived or defined as hate, because it's not hate. But I'm going to be careful with my own rhetoric on this show. I'm still going to be true to myself, but I'm going to be careful with my own rhetoric. Because I agree with Governor Spencer Cox. we can be united, but we have to be willing to stand up to the haters, even if the haters have been on our side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.